Jordan, which represents the group of Arab countries in the Security Council, submitted a draft resolution calling for a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict within 12 months. The resolution also advocated for the creation of two independent and democratic states, one for Israelis and the other for Palestinians. 8 members of the Security Council voted in favor of the resolution. The United States and Australia voted against it, and 5 members abstained. The Council is charged with maintaining international peace and security, and its resolutions are binding. It's the key global forum for changing the world order. The Jordanian ambassador, Dina Kawa, said her country and the Arab group regretted that the resolution did not pass.
We in Jordan will continue to support the Palestinians in all their efforts. The fact that this resolution did not pass does not mean that we will be stopping. There will be other efforts and we will continue to support them. This time, for us, the importance of this resolution has been to put some momentum and dynamics in the Security Council, and we feel that this momentum is very successful, so we will continue.
Ambassador Samantha Power of the United States, which has a veto power, said her country did not support the resolution as it was not balanced.
We voted against this resolution not because we are indifferent to the daily hardships or the security threats endured by Palestinians and Israelis, but because we know that those hardships will not cease and those threats will not subside until the parties reach a comprehensive settlement achieved through negotiations. This resolution sets the stage for more division, not for compromise. It could well serve to provoke the very confrontation it purports to address.
Ambassador Riyad Mansour of Palestine saw the situation differently, as he explained to reporters after the vote.
It is very unfortunate that there is one country, regardless of whether you have 8 votes or 14 votes, that has the veto power that is capable of not allowing a resolution to be adopted. Our effort was a serious effort, genuine effort to open door for peace. Unfortunately, the Security Council is not ready to listen to that message. That is very unfortunate. However, our people will continue their struggle. They will continue their efforts.
Israel's representative said the Palestinians have had every chance to negotiate. Having refused to engage, he added, they tabled what he called their preposterous unilateral proposal and warned his Palestinian counterpart that he could not agitate and provoke his way to creating a Palestinian state. Derek Mbata, United Nations.